إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين وجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, continuing with the akhlaq, the series of the character, the demeanor which was all about, the reason the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent, and that's the mission stick of your ibadah, as we explained before, and the acts of worship. It is exactly what Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi says, man sabaqaka bil akhlaq, sabaqaka bil deen. The one that excels and the better for you in the akhlaq, in the character, indeed is better than you in the deen, in Islam. Today's khuluq, inshallah, we'll talk about ihsan. It's a perfect segue what our dear honorable best Dr. Anwar was talking about. For that, it is a different explanation. In a nutshell, is a hadith. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, inna sahih. A man is coming to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came in a white thobe, beautiful, clean, come, places his knees in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's knees. He says, tell me about Islam. And he told him what Islam is all about, the five pillars. And he says, sadaq, you told the truth. So the people around him says, عَجَبًا يَسْأَلُهُ وَيَصُدِّقُهُ. I wonder, why are you asking if you're saying he's telling the truth? If you know the answer, why are you asking? So he says, tell me about Iman. He tells him about the six articles of faith. And says the same, صَدَقْت, told the truth. He says, tell me what is Ihsan. And that's what we're going to talk about today. What is Ihsan? So he says, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. Which means, to worship Allah as if you see Him. And if you don't see Him, indeed He sees you. Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab, rahmatullahi alayhi, says the first portion of that explanation of Ihsan, Ihsan meaning excelling, doing your best in everything. And Tabarani, rahmatullahi alayhi, mentioned in one of the hadith, he says that Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula says, if you do anything, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula loves for you and yutqina, to perfect it in everything you do. So it says, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. Worship Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula as if you see Him. So he says, Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab, he says the first portion of that is for the abd, for the slave, for us, to perfect everything we do. Because Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayh, he says, في مدارج السالكين, that is the ihsan, is لب العبادة وروح القلب. He says, ihsan is the essence of the ibadah, is the heart of the ibadah, the acts of worship. And it's the spirit in everything that we do, to perfect every action and deed and utterance of what we say and we, how we deal with one another. So he says that ihsan, the highest level, there are levels of ihsan. The highest level of ihsan is al-ihsan al-abdi rabbihi. The first thing we have to make sure that we perfect ihsan in is how we are with Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. Then al-abdu li nafsihi. Then al-abd, the human being, the slave, the servant, the worshipper of Allah, to himself. And he says, مَعَ غَيْرِهِ, with others. And the first of the others are your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. We'll talk about that plenty. We had a whole series about that. About your parents. And he says, مَعَ أَزْوَادِهِ وَأَهْلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ وَجِيرَانِهِ. And every aspect, every circle in your life, whether it's your family, it's your friends, it's your neighbors, and everyone, whether they're Muslims or non-Muslims, exactly what the doctor said. And he said, after that, even, it does not stop at the human, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa jalla yu'la, with the human race, it actually extends to that, even the beast. any cattle, any sheep, and in the hadith of the Sahih, Hassan al-Albani, even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, who is the owner of this camel? He's complaining to me. And he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانِ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained ihsan in everything, even in slaughtering the animal. So the scholars will tell you, if you are good and being completing an ihsan in killing, how could you not be ihsan, perfecting ihsan in living? كَيْفَ تَكُونَ مُحْسِنٍ فِي الدَّبْحِ وَلَا تَكُونَ مُحْسِنٍ فِي الْحَيَاةِ. How is it exactly that you're supposed to be commanded? You're perfecting your ihsan and everything, even you're slaughtering an animal? And how could you not perfecting and completing or ordaining yourself and commanding yourself in completing the ihsan while you're dealing with the living? Imagine the ihsan in itself, in the ranks, but the time is almost there. In the second half, inshallah, we'll take you on the roadmap to get you there. According to the Quran and Sunnah and the precedent of the righteous predecessors and the example that we have to follow set through in order for us to get that reward for ihsan, which you will know what it is after just the salaha. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله واستغفروا فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, ihsan in itself that Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is the perfect one. We long, we strive to take a little of the glimpse of a light, of a hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon us. And Allah reminds us subhanahu wa jalla fi ula how He is muhsin to us, how He is good to us. So He says, wa ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. And be good like Allah has been good to you. A quick reminder, what made you healthy and others sick? What made you rich and others poor? What made you have a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food on the table, a spouse, a child, health, wealth, a job, a car, a house, everything that you have comes from Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula. And others that don't have it, فَاشْفِقْ عَلَى نَفْسَكْ يَبْدَ الْإِذْ. He said, he be good to yourself. وَلَا تَحْرِمْ نَفْسَكْ. And don't deprive yourself from that khuluq of ihsan. If Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula has given you everything, He was muhsin ilayk, He was good to you, how could you not be good back to Allah? هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Isn't it kindness or goodness being good also be the one who are good to you? So some of the definition of ihsan, he says, لَيْسَ الْإِحْسَانِ أَن تُحْسِنَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَيْكَ وَلَكِنَّ الْإِحْسَانِ أَن تُحْسِنَ مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. Ihsan, meaning you're being good and excelling in everything you do, is not being good to those who are good to you. That's easy. But ihsan is being good to those who are bad to you. To give who those deprive you. To reach for those who cut you off. Not oppress those who oppressed you. And ta'fu amman zalamak. And forgive those who were wrong you. And that's exactly what happened. And that's what we're reaching for. And that's what we were talking about. The good of all precedes the good of one. So ihsan in itself comes in a nutshell. This narrated, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, and the story is known, it's just a quick reminder to give you some examples at least, in order for us to be walking footsteps. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he was walking in the desert, and he saw a shepherd. And the story is long, to give you a summary. He saw a shepherd that he's looking after the cattle, the herd. He says, give us some of that, what you have. This is not mine. He says, but the owner is not here. Slaughter it and tell him the wolf ate it. You know what he said? This is what we want to. فَرْفَعْ هَذِهِ الرَّايَةِ. I want you to raise that banner. He says, if I do that, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. If I do this, where do you think Allah is? I don't mean literally. We know the hadith sahih says, he's fis sama, in the heavens. But he's saying, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Don't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Don't you know that even if you hide anything intentionally, what you manifest internally, externally, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it? So let's raise that banner. One of your homeworks today is to raise that banner. فَأَيْنَ اللَّهُ. in everything you do, in everything you see, in everything you say, in everything you hear, in everything you touch, in every place you go, in everything you deal with others, including animals. So he used to slap his thigh, turning around and repeating, Ayn Allah, Ayn Allah, Ayn Allah. Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man, rahmatullahi alayhi. We know the story. And it's again, it's the same thing. And that's why the scholars will tell you, the hadith explains exactly the relationship in ihsan. It's أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. This is called muhasaba. And he says, فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاهُ. This is called muraqaba. So the first portion, when you deal with everything, knowing that you have to consider that Allah sees me, Allah is with me, Allah hears me. I don't have to worry about closing the doors where nobody else sees me except Allah. فَلَا تَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ أَهْوَنَ النَّاظِرِينَ إِلَيْكَ. Don't let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be the least of your worries of those who see you. So in front of the people, you act like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When you're all alone, you act like Abu Jahl عَلَيْهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا يَسْتَحِقُ. So he says the first portion is called muhasaba. I hold myself accountable before I'm held accountable. I weigh my actions before they're weighed onto me. Because I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I see as if I see Him. How dare I do that in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is that befitting for me? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me everything, even the cell phone that I have, the laptop that I have, the car that I use, the money I get, do I use the blessings of Allah against Him? Is that befitting? If your wife, my brothers and sisters, give you something, shouldn't you be grateful? Could you be possibly be back to her if she's good to you? And so on and so forth. So the first portion is called that, muhasaba. The second portion, if you don't have that, if the abd la ya'lu, la yartaqi, if you haven't reached that high status of the muhasaba, then you better have the muraqaba. And if you know that for sure, that if you don't see him, well, you better know that he indeed and he surely sees you. And that's the second portion of it. So you better act accordingly. And how do you get that? You remember Judgment Day. You remember what you will be in the grave. Remember and you fear that you will not get tawbah before you die. And so on and so forth to be able to reach that. Abu Hanif al-Nu'man rahmatullahi alayhi. Of the lineage, of how he got there. We know the story about the man with the apple. Walking hungry, saw an apple, ate it. After the pain of hunger is gone, he realized that he did not take a permission, even though the apple that fell off the tree. He says, who did it belong to? This is a man so and so. I have to get his permission and ask for forgiveness. He took a boat, long journey, just to ask a man for forgiveness that I ate an apple without your permission. How many people have eaten just not just an apple, have eaten lands, have eaten countries, have eaten rights of people without asking for permission? And that's why the scholars will tell you, the difference between prophets and messengers and tyrants are simple. The Anbiya ashu linnas. Prophets and messengers, they lived for people. But the tyrants and the strong made people live for them. The prophets and messengers have lived their whole life lil'ata, so they can give. But the tyrants and the strong, they made sure that they are taken only, not given. The prophets and messengers dedicated their whole lives to make sure that they look after the human beings. And the others exactly the opposite, as if they own. The prophets and messengers, they owned al-qulub, they owned the hearts of the people. But the tyrants and the strength and the one that they had the power and the disposition and the wealth, what they did, imtalaqu al-riqab, they owned the necks of people, not the hearts of the people. The prophets and messengers, يُمْدَحُونَ فِي الْغَيْبِ. Prophets and messengers, they're good amongst us. They are given complimented while they're not present in their absence. But only the tyrants and the powerful, they're given their compliments in their presence, not their absence. Major difference, brothers and sisters. So again, think about it. When you're long gone, what will your name be attached to? The one that is saying, Rahmatullahi alayhi. May Allah have mercy upon him. He used to do good. Or, Alhamdulillah, Araha Allahu minna al-bilad wal-ibad. Alhamdulillah that we got rid of him. May Allah take him away. Have mercy upon the ibad and bilad, countries, the land, and the people. You have a choice, brothers and sisters, to walk in the footsteps of which one? It's being Fir'aun and Musa alayhi salam. goes back to ask for forgiveness. The man says, I will not forgive you. This man recognized that this young man is very different. He says, I will not forgive you. He says, I will do anything. He says, the only way I forgive you is marry my daughter. He says, I accept. He says, before you say that, he says, she doesn't see anything. She can't hear. She can't walk. She can't talk. I accept. Comes through the door, a beautiful woman. Talks, assalamu alaikum. Hears, sees, walks. Says, you lied to me. Says, I didn't lie to you. So when I told you my daughter does not speak, she doesn't speak anything as haram. She doesn't see anything as haram. She doesn't hear anything as haram. She doesn't go to places as haram. That is ihsan, my brothers and sisters. You understand the hadith started with Islam. Then we talked about iman and finished with ihsan. You know what that means? Ihsan encompasses everything in Islam and iman. What is Islam? Is zahir. Islam is the ibadat, in the acts of worship that you do, in manifest way, where people see. But iman is batin, is your intention, it's your heart, it's between you and Allah, the unseen and the unknown. So ihsan covers the zahir wal batin, the ibadah and iman. Everything, my brothers, falls under ihsan. It's a long one. So now, who marries her? The lineage of that marriage was Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man rahmatullahi alayhi. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu. Same. Umar al-Khattab walking around radiallahu anhu. Here's the woman. Tell the daughter, and we know the story, but just reminding us, wallahi. Mix water with the milk. Umar al-Khattab knocks on the door. Can't do that. Comes back again to check. He hears that. Mother telling the daughter again. Says, didn't Umar al-Khattab say don't do that? Ayna Umar? Where's Umar? What's the daughter say? Says, if Umar is not here, ayna Rabbu Umar? Where is the Lord of Umar? Umar radiallahu anhu says he won't goes back. One of you, my sons, get married this one. None of you marry her, I will marry her. One of his sons married this one, this righteous young daughter. The lineage of that was Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu. You understand? We'll finish inshallah with understanding what this whole thing is all about. Time's up. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi lataqa wa ihsan in numerous ayat. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man nafasa. This is how you know, if you alleviate the hardship upon a human being, Allah will alleviate the hardship upon you on the judgment. Look after the brothers. Pay his debt. Feed him from hunger. Look after him. If you walk to him till he gets what he wants, Allah will give you firm feet on judgment day. It is better for me than i'tikaf, seclusion in my masjid, in the Masjid Nabawi for 1 month. Here's man ahabu nas. Who is the best of people? Says, anfa'ahum linnas. The best of people are those who help people. So if your intention is to help people, you are the best of people. Which one? Is man adkhala sururan. If you make people feel good, they smile because of you. He says, that's the best of people. Could you imagine? Those who are best of people. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say good to people. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. If you have good, anything good to say, go ahead and say it. If you have nothing, don't say anything. Speaking of that, my brothers and sisters, the last of things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادًا. That's what we're finished with, inshallah. Those, may Allah make us among the muhsineen. Those who practice ihsan in everything, remember, ibadah, qawl, amal, mu'amalat, akhlaq, everything we talked about. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you husna. You know what husna is? It's Jannah. Anything else you need other than that, brothers? Any taking it? Rabi'a, he's asked him, Ya Rasulullah, after he served him. A man came, who is Muhammad? Because he was serving people. He was serving his wives. كان في مهنة أهله. So he didn't know which one. That's why they sacrificed everything for him. Rabi'a served him. He says, تَمَنَّى عَلَيْهِ. Even though he served him, and the best of creation we serve is him. But he's still, Rabi'a, what do you want, oh Rabi'a? He wants to reward him. What did he say? I want a Ferrari, I want a bin, whatever it is. Swiss bank account, private jet. صُحْبَتَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. That's all he wanted. I want to be with you in Jannah. Anything other than that is, لَا وَاللَّهِ. The only thing I want is, I want to be with you in Jannah. Because he was ihsan with him. So we're finishing with that reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he's promising you, if you practice ihsan, you will get Jannah. But what is this ziyadah, akhi kareem? What is that? The ziyada, increase on top, a bonus. What is the bonus? He says, to be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way befitting His Majesty, and that is the top. And that's exactly what your homework is all about. When you're all alone, you will know whether you have ihsan or not. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ihsan and make us among those. This speech and follow the best of it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa sallam alayhi wa sallam. يا رب لك الحمد كم بلدي لا يوجد بعدي مسلطان اللهم صل وسلم على الأولين والآخرين من عونين اللهم صل وسلم وعز المسلمين وعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين وذل الشرك والمشركين أعداءك أعداء الدين أوقع الكافرين في الكافرين أوقع الظالمين في الظالمين وأخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالإسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالإسلام راقدين وارحمنا بالإسلام المسلمين ولا تكن من أعداء والحزين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمالنا وفوقنا ونعوذ بك من أن نقتل من تحتنا أقول ونسمعهم فيما كان فيه من صلاة فمن الرحمن وما كان فيه من الشيطان كان فيه من خطب النساء فمني ومن الشيطان والله ورسوله من وراء وأعوذ بالله ذكركم به وأنساء وأقم الصلاة شيخ داود